It is about Facebook choosing to grow at all costs, becoming an almost trillion-dollar company by buying its profits with our safety.
You know, Steve, we've heard from Facebook critics before. What makes Haugen different is that she came armed with inside knowledge and this huge trove of internal research, including troubling findings about things like how Instagram exacerbates problems like depression and eating disorders for some teens. And then she used these documents to make the case it's time to regulate Facebook as a matter of public safety. She compared it to big tobacco, which is something the senators really leapt on.
So on a day-to-day basis, what causes these bad decisions inside the company as she would see them?
Well, Haugen really focused in on Facebook's engagement-based algorithms. That's her area of expertise. And, you know, the way this works on Facebook and Instagram, if a post gets comments, likes, other interactions, it's spread more widely. It's featured more prominently. The idea is that will keep people interested in using the apps. But Haugen cited Facebook's own research showing that focusing on engagement also amps up the most sensational and extreme posts. So, for example, people looking for healthy recipes might start seeing posts encouraging anorexia. She says this is even fueling ethnic violence around the world. And Haugen says Facebook needs to be pressured to fix this.
They have 100% control over their algorithms. And Facebook should not get a free pass on choices it makes to prioritize growth and virality and reactiveness over public safety.
Okay, so she's talking about regulation. Senators are talking about regulation. Facebook executives said the other day they've been in favor of regulation for quite some time. What might action from Congress actually look like, though?
Well, senators asked Haugen what they should do. And she says, you know, they should focus in on these algorithms and holding the company responsible for their impacts. She also says they should demand more transparency from the company, create a dedicated agency to oversee big tech. And we did hear lawmakers on both sides united in talking about some of this, including strengthening existing privacy protections for kids. The question is, does any of this actually move forward?
How's Facebook responding?
Well, hours after the hearing, we finally heard from Mark Zuckerberg, who's not spoken about this publicly until now. In an email to staff, also posted on his Facebook page, he said many of Haugen's claims didn't make sense. He says he didn't recognize this, quote, false picture of the company being painted, and he repeated these calls for regulation. And I should say, during the hearing, a spokesman was trying to play down Haugen's role, saying she didn't work directly on some of these issues.